हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एंड सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 6 ध्यान योगा टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री भगवान उवाच अनाश्रित कर्म फलम कार्यम कर्म करोति अहम् स सन्यासी च योगी च न निरहग्नि च चक्रियहम्। श्री भगवानुवाचम् अनाश्रित कर्मफलम् कार्यम कर्म करोति अहम् स सन्यासी च योगी च च निरहग्नि च चक्रियहम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead side, one who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who work as he is obligated, he is in the renounced order of life and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and perform no duty. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकयं सक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिनिं। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवै गौरवाणि प्रचारिणिम् निर्विशेषशून्यवादीं भाषातदेशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमभृताय तिं कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पतिं गोपेश गोपिका कान्तराधा कान्तनमास्तुतिम् तत्तकांचन गौरांगिरादे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियम्। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 6 Dhyana Yoga, text number 1. In this chapter, Krishna is explaining, is going to explain about the process of yoga, specifically the Dhyana Yoga. Yoga means link with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the real yoga. So whatever the method may be, one may be perform Bhakti Yoga or one may perform the Karma Yoga, or one may perform Dhyana Yoga. Whatever the yoga may be, the root may be different, but the purpose, the goal is only one. Yoga means to link with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the yoga. So the main objective of yoga is to purify the senses, mind, intelligence, etc. So that is the objective of the yoga. So then Dhyana Yoga means meditation. By linking the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atma and Paramatma, by the process of the meditation is called the Dhyana Yoga. So it is a shloka, it is explained, Sri Bhagavan Vacha. So Sri Bhagavan, Bhagavan means one who possesses 6 opulence. So nowadays we refer Bhagavan word for so many, even for the Guru sometimes we refer as a Bhagavan, or sometimes we refer the Devi and Devatas also, some people they refer as Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. But actually for the Bhagavan, Sri Parashara Muni, the father of Srila Vyasadev, and he is mentioned in Vishnu Puranam, the Bhagavan means one who possesses 6 aplan, 100% is called Bhagavan. In these aplans, what are those? The first one is strength, wealth, full knowledge, full beauty, full fame, and full renunciation. So these 6 things, one who possesses 100% is called Bhagavan. So we also possess these all qualities. For example, we have strength and we have some money. and we have some knowledge and we have some beauty and we also have some fame and we also have some qualities of the renunciation. But the Lord is possess 100%. Bhaga means one who possess, one means one who possess the six opulence is called Bhagavan. So strength, if you see the strength, the Supreme Lord Krishna is having unlimited strength. When he was in a small boy at the age of 6 years or 7 years old, and he lifted the Govardhan hill. So it is impossible to lift the Govardhan hill by the 6 years, 7 years old boy. So the Supreme Lord, even though he is a small boy and he is having a full strength, whether he may be playing in the lap of Mother Yasoda and drinking a milk as if he is a small baby, but he is having a 100% strength. So one may, there is many atheist people, they will see, they will say, you are saying Lord, he is drinking milk, what kind of Lord? So this is the beauty of Krishna. Even though he is drinking milk from Mother Yasoda, but if it is required, as soon as this mother, the Putana came to kill Krishna, Krishna immediately son, he is a Supreme Lord, he is a Bhagavan, and he did not say, oh, I am drinking milk now, so how can I kill this Putana? He did not think like that way. So immediately he killed, and then he lifted Govardhan hill. So he is having a full strength. Then he is having a full wealth, Lakshmipati. Lakshmi sagasra sada sambrama sevyamanam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi sagastra sada sambrama sevyamanam. The crores and crores of Lakshmi is standing in a line to serve the Supreme Lord Krishna. So he is actually Lakshmi Pati. Then knowledge. The Krishna is having a complete knowledge. So he knows everything. Nothing is unknown to him. He knows actually. I does not know what you are all thinking, but you all does not know what I am thinking. But Krishna knows everything. What I am thinking, what you are thinking, what the giant is thinking, what the elephant is thinking, everything, because he situated everyone's heart as a Paramatma, and he is having a full knowledge of everything. He knows all the sastras and everything. Complete knowledge he is having. So actually, our knowledge is having a flaw. Because we are not the perfect. Sometimes we speak something, but inside something will be there. We are actually cheating. So sometimes we see, we will promise something to some people, but inside we know that exactly what we are going to do, but you know, in the lips we say something else also. So many times we cheat ourselves, but actually our experience also imperfect. We don't have any perfect experience. So we have the imperfect experience, so we can't speak perfectly. Even we does not have a full knowledge, and we are imperfect, and we cannot speak perfectly. So one may ask the question, so how you are speaking, how we can be believe you are speaking Bhagavad Gita now, and how can we, so you are saying that you are imperfect, that is okay, fine. So you are speaking now Bhagavad Gita, so how can we accept it? This is the correct knowledge. So the answer to this, actually, Srila Prabhupada says that, even Srila Prabhupada says, what I am speaking, it is not from me. So it is actually the word of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Bhagavan Vacha. So just we are simply repeating what Krishna is said, and we are trying to give some example to understand us. So this is all the knowledge, is actually, it is not from any person. So it is from the Supreme Personality, God. That's why this knowledge is perfect. So similarly, Krishna is having a full knowledge. Then beauty. Even the Cupid, he become crazy when he look at Krishna's beauty. Vayanam ganandam ravinda dala yadaksham bhargavatam samasitambuda sundarankam kandarpakoti kamaniya vishesha shobam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajamin. Krishna is so beautiful, so beautiful. Krishna, the word meaning, Krishna means all attractive. Krishna means all attractive. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobam. Brahmaji says, this is crores and crores of this cupid came all together. If you put together, what will be the beauty? It is actually much beyond Krishna's beauty is there. Even this cupid become crazy when he Look at Krishna's beauty. Krishna, what to speak of, other people are getting attracted. Krishna himself, he had to get attracted. One time when he was actually, he looked at him in the marble and he was so mesmerized. Oh, so beautiful. He himself getting attracted. So Krishna is a very, very beautiful. If somebody is looking Krishna's picture regularly, he will get attracted and he will forget all the beauty in this world. Krishna is so beautiful. So then fame. Krishna is very, very famous. Sir, how you are saying he is very famous? Because today we may be famous. Tomorrow it's a collapse. So many people are there. Many politicians are cricketers. Whoever, so many people are there. There are many stars are there. So these, all these stars, they will be, they are very, very famous. So as soon as they put something in the Facebook or YouTube, immediately millions of people will watch. Nowadays Twitter is there. If any Twitter comes, millions of people will watch within a seconds, within a minute. So that much these people are famous. But you know, after sometimes, after 5 years or 10 years, sir, where all your famous is gone? Finished. Now so many famous people came and so all gone. But Krishna is a ever fame. He is always very, very famous. Even though he appeared 5,000 years back, still we are reading, hearing Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is always very, very famous. So then renunciation. Renunciation also, he is very, very perfect. So he is actually, one day he was actually playing the rasa dance with all the gopis, and immediately suddenly he vanished, he left, because he is not at all attached to anybody. He is a perfect renunciation. Then Srila Prabhupada gives another example for the renunciation. There are many rich people are there in this world. They are all so much attached to the money. So if you go and tell the rich people, this money all, it's not belongs to you. For example, this rich man is keeping a money in the bank. If the bank says this money, we will keep it, then this man will not agree. Yes, a rich man will not agree. He will say, no, this is my money, so I cannot give. So in this way he will say, because he is attached to this rich man. But Krishna, he is not at all attached to anything. Even though he was actually playing in the rasa dance with millions of gopis, and suddenly he vanished. So the Supreme Lord is a very, very perfect, and he is having a 6 opulence, 100% completely. So at least hereafter, those who are hearing Bhagavad Gita, they should know that, you know, they should not address anybody as a Bhagavan. You can address yourself also Bhagavan if you are having a 100% quality of this 6 opulences. So if you are having a 100% opulence, then you can call yourself as a Bhagavan. So if you are not having, then better do not call us a Bhagavan. Only Krishna is a Bhagavan. So this is a absolute truth. This is the highest. Krishna is a highest in the absolute truth. So in this shloka, Krishna is after that explaining how the sannyasi will be there. Krishna is a preparing for the yoga process. Krishna is now explaining about the yoga process, and he is preparing the ground. Just like when we want to construct a house, and the construction house, we will prepare a plan, then we will prepare a ground. So similarly, Krishna in this shloka is preparing for the ground. So what kind of ground? He is explaining about the sannyasi. So sannyasi means he is actually unattached to the fruits of his work. So he is a sannyasi. So we always expect some remuneration from this world. Is there anybody working without any remuneration? We always, you know, expect some remuneration, except we always accept some work. So then if Krishna is saying one should not expect the result, then why should I work? So this question may be asked. So okay, sannyasi, he should not expect any result. So if he is not expecting any result, then why he should work? So this question may be asked. So answer to this question is that is a duty. Everyone is having a duty. Whether one is expecting the result, one is not expecting the result, everyone is having a duty. So the duty must be performed. So just like a mother is feeding the child. Does the mother is after feeding, okay, the child, you give me 5 rupees. Mother is asking daily, whenever I feed you, you give me 5 rupees. Is the expense? The mother is expecting any remuneration? So definitely not expecting, because that is the duty of the mother. So similarly, the sannyasi should work the, perform the duty. The same time, he should not expect any result. So that's why the duty should be performed. So that is the real sannyasi. So that renunciation, as Krishna says in the shloka, renunciation does not mean that now he is renounced everything, no duty. And there are some people, now I'm actually, I put saffron color dress, I'm a sannyasi, I don't have any duty to perform. So this is not the case. Now anyway, I renounce the world, I don't have any wife, I don't have any children, I don't have any home, no tension. 100% I'm free. So that is not the real sannyasi. So real sannyasi means he should do the important duty. So he renounced something. Why he renounced something? To accept something else. Just like in a staircase, if you are going, if you are climbing the second step, you have to leave the first step. You cannot say that I will be standing in the first step, but I should move second step, third step, fourth step. You cannot go. So you have to lift from the first step, then only you can keep the leg in the second step. So similarly, this is sannyasi. He is renouncing all these things, the family, house, children, everything. What is the purpose? He is going to work in a higher causes, for the higher purpose. So that's why Krishna says he should not expect the result, and he should perform his duty. It is not that he is simply sitting. So in this world, we are always actually servant. Nobody can say I am the master. Is there anybody can say I am the master? Nobody can say I am the master. So we always servant. Sir, what is this? I am a high court judge. I am the prime minister of India. I am the chief minister of this such and such a state. I am the such a powerful man. If I say, the entire population will shake. You are saying I am a servant. Yes, sir, you are also a servant. So everyone in this world is a servant, whether we are in a material or a real. So we have the two kind of duty can be performed. One is an illusion. This servant as a in this material world, or servant in a reality. Servant in a reality means actually a spiritual work. And the servant in the illusion means in this material world. Just like we always think master, but we are always servant. Because we are servant to the wife, we are servant to the children, we are servant to the nation, and we are servant to the servant. Even the prime minister also, the president also a servant. How president is a servant? Because he is serving the country. President does not mean that he is a god, he is not doing anything. He also doing some job. What kind of job? He is serving the people. We are serving the president, and the president is serving us. So ultimately, everyone is a servant. So that's why Shastra explaining that instead of serving the illusion, instead of serving in this material world, as a sannyasi, he should serve for the supreme personality of Godhead, that for the higher purpose. Higher purpose. Sannyasi is having a higher purpose to guide the people in general by engaging them in Krishna consciousness, by preaching the message of Krishna consciousness, Krishna Bhakti, Bhagavad Gita to all the people. So that is the duty of the sannyasi. So with this knowledge, and one should work, unless there will be a problem in the society. If, for example, if the sannyasi is simply renouncing, and if he is not doing any work, then it is creating a problems. So sannyasi means one who is accepting a saffron color, and sannyasi means he should have a duty. In a higher sense, he should preach the message of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna Bhakti to all the people. So that is the purpose, main purpose of the sannyasi. If he is simply thinking that my wife is giving me trouble and my children is giving me trouble, so I will take a sannyasi, then there will be a calamity in this world. So somebody, we will think that he is a sannyasi, but inside he is not clean. Then there will be a lot of problems, and he will go and associate with a woman because he is not fully cleaned in his heart. So there will be a lot of problems. So that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays in Sikshashtakam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Krishna himself. He appeared in 500 years back to preach the message of Krishna Bhakti to everywhere. So he prays that Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitamva Jagadisha Kamayam Mama Janmani Janmanishwarem Bhavadar Bhakti Yagaituki. He says, Nadanam, I don't need any money. Nadanam, Najanam, I don't need any followers. Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, I don't want any Sundari, a beautiful woman. Then what I want, sir? Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam va Jagadisha Kame. Kavitam means, I don't need any followers, or I don't need any glories and glorification or name fame. I don't need anything. Mama Janmani Janmanishware, birth after birth, I should serve you. Bhavadar Bhakti Ahaituki, without any interpretation, O my Lord, Supreme Lord, I should always serve you. So this is the perfect conscience of the sannyasi. So from this shloka, what we can understand? We understand the definition of the Bhagavan, one who possesses the six opulences, who is possessing the six opulences in 100% is a Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. He is alone, he possesses the six opulences completely. Then sannyasi means he should work without any expectation of the results. So that is a real sannyasi. Just like an example is given, just like a mother is feeding the child without any expectation of the remuneration as a matter of duty that the mother is doing. So similarly, the sannyasi also should work for the pleasure of Krishna, to propagate this message of Krishna Bhakti to everywhere, to liberate the people in this material world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.